Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Phil's lose two in a row. And if you haven't figured it out, looking at the recent schedule, they've lost five of six. That's not good. Let's go to the phones. Reaction on what's going on with the Phils, and how concerned are you with Aaron Nola? Let's talk to Dennis in Mount Laurel. Hey, Dennis.
Hammer, how the hell are you doing today, son?
You know, I'm all right, but I am disappointed the Phillies have backslid.
Well, I want to talk to a sapient polymath, so I'm going to have to talk to my man, Richie Rich.
Yeah, thank you.
You were spot on. I've been saying that for 2 years. Hammer, you know it. I've been saying this for 2 years. He is not an ace. He's our ace. He's not a one. He's a two. He nibbles. He's not a stopper. He had one good year. You throw away that good year, he's average to very good.
Well, he's not average to very good. He's good. But, yeah, I mean, I hear your point. You're saying you don't think he's elite. And right now
he's for 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's not elite right now. I mean, that's pretty clear.
He had 1 year elite out of seven. One out of seven.
He hasn't been a Phillies pitcher for 7 years, has he?
This is 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. This is.
Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at it right now. Year seven. Mm. That's shocking to me. My God.
And he's only won more than 12 games one time, Hammer.
Well, he has not. I'll tell you what. Two things. One, there have been some years they did not have good hitters. And two, there have been some years where they did have some pretty good hitters and they didn't hit when he pitched. I mean, that has happened.
You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing excuses.
I know you are.
A stopper is a stopper.
Yep.
Period.
I get it. All right, Dennis. Appreciate the call, man. Let's talk to let's go to Dan right now in Central Jersey. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Joe. John. Joe, I think John's dead on this one. He's not an ace. He hasn't really looked good. And you have to be concerned because he's going to see the Mets over and over again. And even the manager said they seem to have his number. So, I mean, I think Wheeler's the ace anyway. But 3 years ago or 2 years ago when you saw him in the Cy Young, it still wasn't even close. You talk about a 2.3 ERA. DeGrom had a 1.17.
Well, I mean, DeGrom was on a – yeah, I mean, it's a totally different level. But I'm just saying a 2.37 some years can win you Cy Young. I mean, Nola had a really great year there.
Yeah, those are DeGrom's career numbers.
Yeah.
His best year. So it's like that's an ace. You know, and so he's far from that. But there has to be concern because – with the team, because the Mets have Syndergaard and Carrasco that he haven't even pitched yet, and also Seth Lugo. So that's going to be a problem for them down the road. So he's got to get his act turned around, and they're going to have to bolster their starting pitching in order to compete in that division for the whole year.
Listen, 4-5 is a concern. I mean, it's just, you know, the thing that really strikes me, Dan, is the concerns we had before the year, now some new concerns have cropped up, but the ones that we felt were concerning before the year, I mean, we were dead on in highlighting. Center field, fourth and fifth starter, I mean, dead on with issues.
Sure.
Yeah, and frankly, I would say center field has been worse than we even could have imagined, which is saying something, because we imagine it, Dan, appreciate the call, we imagine it not being good, not being average, not being slightly below average. It's like the worst thing I've ever seen. I mean, Roman Quinn and Haseley. And you know, I know Girardi's going with the, well, you know, Scott Kingery will be up, you know, when he fixes swing. And I respect it as a position. I mean, that's the kind of thing organizationally you want them to send Scott Kingery down with marching orders. Yo, bud, fix the swing. When you do, you're up. Makes a lot of sense. The problem is, what if he hasn't fixed the swing, but it's still a better option than what's up here? I mean, you know, you want to develop the guy and you want to make him sort of pay a price for falling out of favor and his swing became all out of whack. And I respect that. You want to develop him and get him right, but you also have baseball games to win against good teams. And you're sending two guys out there right now, one in particular in Quinn, that literally are, I mean, it's like watching old man Miles Austin. It's like watching Bradley Fletcher play cornerback for the Eagles. You just can't do it. You just can't do it. Roman Quinn, I mean, John, it was a miracle he got a walk last night. So, you know, it's just, it's not been good. 215-592-9494.
Got thrown out stealing.
I mean, he overslid.
That was pretty bad.
It looked like he was actually trying to turn to go
home. I shouldn't say. He didn't know. Overslide's not the right term.
No, he was turning. He thought the ball, he thought he missed it, and he was turning to go home. Yeah. He got tagged out.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Like, if you can't even be good on the base pass, like, that's the one thing,
that
right?
was the one thing we thought he could bring to this team. And it wasn't the first game where he was trying to get on by saying his foot was hit.
Let me tell you something.
Remember that? Like, he had his foot across the plate.
So,
just stick your body in front of the plate and pretend like it hits you to try to get on. Like, he's really scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point.
All right, here's my thought on that. It might have actually hit him, but you couldn't prove it. You couldn't prove it on the camera angle. So it's the right call and replay. Yeah. But I will tell you this. I'm watching that, John. For those who don't know, Roman Quinn was
so weak,
squaring a bunt, and the ball was short of the plate, and it almost hit his foot. It actually might have hit his foot. It wasn't called by the home plate ump.
But his foot was on the plate.
Well, it was behind the plate. So here's my rule, okay? This obviously isn't the baseball rule. Here's the Joe DiCamera rule. If your foot is directly behind home plate and it gets hit with the ball, you don't get first base.
I think so, too.
I could not believe that was even a consideration.
Me, too.
His foot was behind home, directly behind the center.
Why doesn't
home plate.
That discount your claim?
I agree.
That you were hit by a pitch. If you're standing on the plate,
John,
like if you switch where you're standing, right as the pitcher throws, and you just stand on the plate with your arms outstretched to either side and it
John,
hits you, are you allowed to take a base?
Dude, I thought the same thing.
Because if that's the case, he needs to do that every time.
Just
put your bat down and stand on the plate, and they'll hit you.
I thought the same. I could not believe that it was potentially legal for him to be awarded first base getting hit when his foot was behind him. I guess it's the rule. You're allowed. I couldn't believe it. 215.
I think it's a loophole.
Yeah, I think
it is. We've identified it. Now, Roman, go get that
Holy
thing.
Holy smokes. 215-592-9494. Hey, we have a pair of movie passes for you and a guest to see. Godzilla vs. Kong. It's in theaters and streaming on HBO Max now. It's streaming now on HBO Max, rated PG-13. This is a day, I don't even remember how we got to the point, but we were talking about Philadelphia earlier today. James, what was our jump-off point? We were discussing Philly. It doesn't even much matter, but we were discussing Philly and connections to Philadelphia.
Oh, it's Rob McElhenney's birthday.
Oh, that's right.
The guy who created Always Sunny in SARS and Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
And that's exactly what. And I should know that because he was the year ahead of me at the prep, so I should absolutely know that. So it's Always Sunny in Philly, right? The whole deal. And we were talking, and I want to draw out here from everyone at 215-592-9494. From the world of fiction, can be like that show. It's Always Sunny in Philly, a TV show. Can be a movie. Can be a book. Can frankly be anything. But fictional, something either set in Philly or something that's got a Philly connection. I want you to think Philly, fictional connection, some way, shape, or form, movie, TV show. Again, the whole thing can be set here. You can maybe have a scene here. I mean, obviously, Rocky's the all-timer. We all get it. We all know it. Okay, Rocky.
Off the board.
Beyond Rocky, John, when you think of something that's, you know, Philly fictional,
yes.
What hits you?
Seeley Booth. From Bones, who we've actually spoken to.
Friend of the show, David Boreanaz.
Yeah.
We had David Boreanaz on the show?
Yeah. We did.
Yeah. I don't remember
And
that.
It was a thrill for me, because I'm a big fan of that show.
Was I here that day?
Yeah, I think so. I assume
Dude.
So.
I think maybe it was one of those things where you just didn't even know anything pop culture reference.
I met him years ago, but I don't remember having him. I honestly don't remember. I don't remember having him on the show.
Yeah, he was great.
I'll have to add him to the list of friends of the show celebs.
But on the show, he is a huge Philly sports fan. And I think his character, Sealy Booth, was born in Philly and then moved to Pittsburgh, and but maintained his Philly roots.
I like it. Okay, very good. When I met him, he seemed like a cool dude. James, give me something, Philly fictional connection.
Yeah, I'm not going to take a haymaker. I want to leave those on the board, but this is one I know you'll agree with, Joe. I know you haven't watched it a ton, but it is all about our area and the suburbs and all that. The Goldbergs.
Oh, sure. And that's another person I went to school with. Adam Goldberg was a couple years ahead of me at Penn Charter.
Unbelievable.
It is actually quite unbelievable. All right, the references in that show are just phenomenal, both to Philly sports, and specifically to Penn Charter. It's incredible. 215-592-9494. Look, a lot of ways to go here, World of Fiction. I'll go to a television show, one of my favorites of all time, set in Baltimore, okay, The Wire. But you actually have a scene, I think it's late in season one, where Wiebe gets pulled over and arrested in Philadelphia. If my memory serves correct, it's after he shot Kima.
Good stuff right there.
Yeah, he already shot Kima. He's trying to get away. Stringer's saying, get the heck out of town. He comes to Philly, and I forget the connection, but somehow they track him down in Philadelphia, and he gets
ultimately
arrested.
Ultimately leads to him getting an extra cheeseburger to cop to another murder.
It leads to a lot of things. Look, 215-592-9494. Give us something with a fictional Philly connection. Best answer by the end of the show wins the pair of movie passes to see Godzilla versus Kong. Let's go to Joe in Mayfair right now. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, besides the Flyers not showing up for the last 2 months.
Dude, what in the world is going on with the Flyers? I mean, Alain Vigneault said after the game last night, something along the lines of, we're going to find out about these guys, you know, final month or so. I mean, I got to tell you.
Already have.
I do, too. That's the point. They are playing dead hockey right now. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, they know they're not good enough to compete, so that's what
happens. No, but you know what?
I
disagree. They're good enough to compete. They're actually
not.
No,
they're not
good enough, I guess, to be great. They should be better than this. This is a disgrace.
I know when you your only offense is playing downhill hockey where you have to send the defenseman in all the time. You can't play like that for 60 minutes. It's just too exhausting. That's when they're at their best, and they just don't do it for a long season. They do it in spurts, but they're not a great team. But let's get to the Phillies issue. And you know, I'm one of those guys who thinks outside the box. This team's been flat since they've left Philadelphia. They've been flat all year. They've been overswinging. Reese Hoskins last night, for as great as an eye he has, kind of ruined that first game. They had the relief pitcher on the ropes, 3-2 count. The ball's 3 feet inside, and he swings at it.
Yep.
That killed their inning. And Aaron Nola's ball is flat. When he's not popping that 93-94 fastball, he doesn't go to it. And he doesn't have change of speeds to be successful because everything's between 85 and 80. He doesn't have a 70-mile-an-hour curve, and when he does try to slow it up, it hangs. Mm-hmm. So if that fastball's not popping that glove at 93-plus in the first inning or two, he's done.
Yeah, it affects the changeup. Yep.
Exactly, because he doesn't have enough change of speed.
Well,
and that's what happened to him the last two games.
But here's the confounding part last night, Joe. Like, he didn't have it in the first inning, but then he did in the second and the third. It felt like he found himself. You know, sometimes it takes a while for the pitcher to really, you know, whatever, get the feel, get zoned in for that game, and then it dissipated again.
He didn't throw it in the fourth. In the fourth inning, he went to he went the slower stuff.
He got afraid. Yeah.
And what happens is and if you can't hit the black with a fastball or an inch off the plate with a fastball, you can't be successful in baseball. And we've faced two teams the first 11 games so far where their pitchers have fastballs over 93 consistently that paint the black, which makes their off-speed stuff non-hittable, and that's why the Phillies can't hit, and that's a problem.
It's a
very big problem,
Joe,
when you have a lineup that goes for the three-run homer and they can't play small ball. It's embarrassing watching the offensive team. But I'll give you the movie. It's all about Philadelphia. It's Invincible.
Oh, great answer. Well, you know what? I mean, it's from the world of real life.
That's fine.
We're gonna count that.
Yeah, I think that counts. It's a movie. I think it counts.
Richie, I need a ruling here on things based on real life.
Man.
I mean, it's Vince Papale's story. I mean,
it's a movie, right?
But the
I mean,
the question is fictional connection to Philly. That's a real connection to Philly.
I mean, I mean, what am I going to say?
It is a movie.
The HBO John Adams special that shows the signing of the Declaration of Independence
in
Philly?
That's a fair. You're right. I rescind my my complaint here.
All right, fair enough. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get into the 76ers thing as well. I mean, it's the game of the year. Twitter poll question of the day, squarely on it, brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Book daily fee golf at White Clay Creek Country Club, located on the grounds of Delaware Park. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, who wins tonight's Sixers-Nets game? A, Sixers, B, Nets. Now, let me say this, Sean. Despite my aggravation as a Philly sports fan with what went on yesterday, both Phillies and Flyers, obviously, I can honestly say I truly woke up this morning energized as a Philly sports fan. I mean, really energized for tonight's Sixers game. This is a big deal. Now, there's one thing that could pop the balloon. It helps, but it also takes some of the energy out of it, and that is, who are the Nets going to play?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to play the Sixers. Which of their players are going to play?
Doesn't seem like they are hard-pressed about playing Kevin Durant. He played last night.
Against a lesser team.
Yes. They weren't saving him for tonight.
No.
If he plays, they'll be asking him to play a back-to-back. And it'll be his, fourth game back from the injury?
Whatever it is, it's been a couple,
It doesn't make much sense if they do play him. Yeah. I think they'll hold him out.
Listen.
We don't know.
Let me tell you
something. But it's great for us.
Yeah. So
bottom line.
If they hold him out, it takes the juice out of because the assumption is that James Harden's not playing. The Kyrie Irving thing, we'll have to see. There was an incident in a game with Dennis Schroeder a couple days ago over the weekend. He hasn't played since then. We don't know his status for tonight. So I guess you could get two of the Nets big three, one of the Nets big three, or none of the Nets big three. We'll see. Look, if none of them play, then the Sixers are obviously going to win. They're going to win pretty easily, and they're going to have a two-game lead on the Nets. I'll take it.
And this is also the teams have split their two games this season.
Yeah.
This will be the tiebreaker. For, you know, whatever
that's my
playoff
point.
Position.
Yeah, that's my point for the two-game swing. So I'll take it. With that said, I mean, I also really want to see the Sixers go against the real Nets and, like, yo, size it up, measuring stick. What's going on here? So
doesn't seem like the Nets are into doing that.
Yeah, I mean, look, if the Nets don't want to do it, then fine, the Sixers will take it and they'll win the game, and we'll know tomorrow the Sixers have a two-game lead on the Nets. It's a weird spot. Again, Twitter poll question, who wins the game? I tend to think the Sixers win the game.
I think too.
Yeah, because I think either one or zero Nets is going to play. But with that said, I will go back to my overarching point I've been saying for about a month and a half now. Playoff time, I think the Nets will be better than the Sixers, and I think the Nets will beat the Sixers. Now, we'll see. They've had a weird year. They've had some injuries. I'm talking about Brooklyn. You know, Kyrie Irving seems to do this, I'll play when I want, I won't play when I don't want thing. I mean, could that happen in the playoffs in June? I guess it's possible.
Sure.
Look, we'll take your reaction and your thoughts as a Sixers fan. Again, it is the game of the regular season. And probably not just for us here in Philly and the Sixers, but probably for the whole NBA. I mean, first place in the conference is on the line. It's the bottom line. And there's not that many games left. This is a huge, huge game tonight. We'll talk to Spike Eskin in studio at 11:30 for more on the Sixers and the whole deal. Let's go to George and Conshohocken right now. Hey, George.
James, Joe, John, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing well, George.
Awesome. First thing I wanted to say was I kind of feel bad for Roman Quinn. He's obviously pressing. Like, he's trying to get on base anyway. He's trying to take fake hits to the foot. I mean, there was really no reason.
It might have hit him, but if it did, it was off the bounce. I mean, which also I think you got to lose some credit for that also.
Yeah.
The bounce with the foot behind the plate, it's like, yo, dude, are you kidding me?
I just feel like you could tell he's pressing. He's trying to make up on the base paths for his lack of hitting right now.
Yeah.
I mean, there really wasn't even a reason to steal that bag. You never make the first or third out at third. And, you know, he was the winning run at second base in scoring position. That's just – I kind of feel bad he's struggling right now because I do think he's trying, but I think he's pressing at this point.
Let me say this, George. I said this 3 or 4 days ago. Maybe it was late last week. I also feel bad for him. In that, I think he's become a sympathetic. I just think he's so not good enough that it just looks ridiculous. I feel bad for him. That I feel like this is a big statement, but I'll say it. I feel like his major league career is slipping away. I don't take any pleasure in that. I feel bad for the guy on that level. He's probably headed back to the minors for a long time. That's a sad thing. But it's hurting the Phillies right now. And I got to call it like it is and say he is really hurting the Phillies right now.
You're 100% right. And, you know, they're going to have to, you know, go another direction really soon. On the Phillies in general,
yep.
I kind of think the Phillies are what everybody thought they were before the season started. I feel like after the first 3-4 games, we kind of got our expectations a little out of whack with their good start. But I kind of think this is really what they are. They're maybe a 500 baseball team. I think we just got it a little, you know, we got a little ahead of ourselves after their solid start.
Maybe.
I just don't think they're that good of a baseball team. I think they're a third-place team that's probably going to be fighting a few games out of the wild card.
All right, now, listen, you might be right about that, but you presented it, George, in the wrong way because you said a phrase and you did not do an imitation, and that's against the rules.
When you thought they were.
That's correct, sir. If you're going to say they are who we thought they were and we believed in them too much. No, that's the
problem. And we let him off the hook.
George, good stuff, buddy. Give me a fictional Philly connection.
Awesome movie if you've ever seen it, Joe. So John Voight, Nicolas Cage, National Treasures.
All right, man. George, you got it, buddy.
That's a big one.
John, you like that one?
I love both those
like a
National
massive,
Treasure
massive,
movies.
Like hundreds of millions of dollars that movie. I mean, billions worldwide, probably.
Yeah.
So
a massive movie.
Full disclosure.
Wait, you haven't seen you would like
never,
it.
Hold up, never heard of it?
You full
never
disclosure.
Heard of National Treasure?
Never heard of it.
That's impossible.
Never
made,
heard of
they
it.
They made multiple of them. Like,
I've heard of the National Anthem. I've heard of Treasure Island. I've heard of Treasure the Song. Who was it with that song Treasure about 5-6 years ago?
I don't know. I know Treasure of the Sierra Madre, old school.
Okay. You know, we got the National Parks. I don't know this National Treasure thing. I just don't. Chiro's with us. Chiro, talk to me, man. What's going on?
What's up, man? How you doing today, Joe, John?
Doing well.
I'm pissed off. I'm so angry, man. I woke up today. I was so happy that, you know, we was going to have like a pre-game to the playoffs and everything like that. And like, once again, Brooklyn wants to be these scared little punks and rest their stars. That's not how the game should be. You shouldn't be able to just coast off into the playoffs and have all your big three perfectly healthy. Kyrie Irving gets paid $34 million a year to play when he wants. Kevin Durant, he's on Twitter arguing with 8-year-olds, but don't feel like suiting up for the game.
Yeah, there's a big NBA issue here. We've talked about it before. I think we'll be talking about it for years. You just don't know as an NBA fan who's going to play anymore. You just don't. I mean, I got I'm in a fantasy basketball league. My team this year is horrendous. A lot of guys have been injured, but I can't tell you how many times. I can't tell you how many times I've set my lineup. Let's say I set a lineup in like. Seven guys are playing that night, and only four of them play. I mean, it's unbelievable. You just, as a fan,
man,
you can't count on NBA players to play anymore.
And that's the key word there is anymore. It didn't used to be like this.
No.
I want to say, let's look at Michael Jordan's career. How many seasons did he play 82 games? Because I know that sounds crazy in today's world, but I think he did that more often than not.
He did. Yeah. It was the first couple of years it wasn't even up to him.
Wait, the big injury year too. Yeah, big injury year too.
Load managing him, but for most of his career, he played the whole season.
Look, it's Pop's fault.
Over the league.
Yeah, look, Popovich is a high level Hall of Fame coach, but he introduced this as a way to manage Tim Duncan starting about 8 years ago, 7 years ago.
Hey, listen to Jordan. Listen to Jordan's games played.
Yep.
I agree with you, with Pop.
Yep.
82 games, and then second season, the injury.
Yep.
82, 82, 81, 82, 82, 80, yeah. 78, then 17.
Well, 17 is when he came back probably
from the baseball.
Yeah.
But then 82, 82, 82.
It's incredible. It's incredible, you know. Chiro,
but it wasn't incredible at the time. It was just what you did.
Chiro, give me a fictional Philly connection.
Gotcha. Can I just make one point on the Eagles real quick?
Sure.
Alec Hallaby, we didn't know who you were before, but guess what? We know who you are now. My answer is Silver Linings Playbook.
There you go. All right. Hated the movie. Walked out of the movie theater.
So weird.
Hated the movie with a passion. But I know a lot of people liked it. 215-592-9494. coming up, another point about the Phillies. We haven't gotten into it yet. I mean, I referenced it as a passing comment for about 3 seconds, but I got to dive in on a big issue with the Phillies that we really have not talked about in depth at all. And it's a problem, and it could be a problem the whole year. What it is, I'll tell you next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.